Hi, my name is Kelly Kroll, and I am the author of Washed Ashore, Making Art from Ocean Plastic. Ocean plastic's everywhere. It's constantly in the news. As a father and as an educator, I know it's important to introduce kids to the topic of ocean plastic, but if I'm honest, it's uncomfortable, it's discouraging, and it's overwhelming. My challenge as an author is, how do I make a book about a challenging topic like ocean plastic that's fun and creative and engaging? I want to make that book that kids reach for, that they ask for, and that they return to over and over again. And with the help of my team at Millbrook Press, I think we've done it. The idea for Washed Ashore, Making Art from Ocean Plastic came to me while I was visiting the zoo with my family. We came across this enormous sculpture of a parrotfish. My kids immediately ran over to take a closer look. But there was this moment when we all kind of stopped and said, whoa, what's going on here? And that's when I realized that this sculpture was actually made entirely out of ocean plastic. My kids started pointing out all these different plastic items that were in the sculpture that we use in our home. And they asked me, how did this plastic get in the ocean? And is any of this plastic from our home? I had no idea. Really, my kids' curiosity is what convinced me that I needed to make this book. The sculpture of the parrotfish that we saw at the zoo is a part of a community arts project from Bandon, Oregon. And since 2010, more than 14,000 volunteers have processed 39,000 pounds of plastic from the Oregon coastline. And together they've created 80 sculptures of the most iconic marine animals. You know, the animals that kids love, like sharks and whales and polar bears and penguins and octopus, you name it. More than 20 million people have had the opportunity to view the Washed Ashore exhibit at a zoo or an aquarium or a museum in the US or Canada. Each spread in the book features a different marine animal. We've included information about diet and habitat, and of course how that animal is affected by ocean plastic, as well as a simple action that kids can take to prevent plastic from entering the ocean. My favorite part of the book is at the bottom of each page, there's a series of images of ordinary everyday household objects that kids can search for in the sculptures. And kids will come back and search for those objects over and over again. And I found that it's a really natural way of having a conversation about the plastics that we use in our home and how they affect the environment. By the end of the book, kids will have learned the main vocabulary related to ocean plastic, how plastic gets in the ocean, how marine life is affected by that plastic, and most importantly, what we can do about it. At the back of the book, we've included a glossary and some additional resources, and we give kids everything they'll need to be able to collect plastic, make their own artwork out of plastic, share it with the Washed Ashore community, and of course, be able to have some fun with their friends along the way. I had so much fun creating this book, and I can't wait to see what kids are going to do with it. Let's make some waves.
Thank you for listening to the Learner Podcast. Tune in again next time for more author interviews and the stories behind the books.